We continue now with Danvers football coach Sean Terrio. And, Coach, congratulations on a great first half or two-thirds of the season so far.
Thank you.
Coach, to say that this is a big game coming up is an understatement. But before we take a look at Beverly, one of the things coaches are always talking about is improvement. And here we are going into game six, I believe it is. What are you most pleased with in terms of improvement from your team, say, from when training camp began to where you are now?
I think we're doing the things that we want to be known for as far as running the football more and more effectively each week and playing better and better defense each week. So, you know, I'm happy to see that the kids' technique is getting better on both sides of the ball, but those two things have been established.
You know, the Marblehead game had to take a little bit of a psychological something out of you guys, I think, a little bit perhaps, the way the game went. Great game. Marblehead turning out on top, but since then you guys have played with a vengeance. So is the Marblehead game sort of something that's a turning point or something that you guys just said, okay, let's put behind it and let's go forward?
Yeah, you know, I mean, you always want to learn from, previous games, whether it be win, losses. You always want to learn from those situations, but also at the same time moving forward and not worrying about what happened in the past. Certainly, was a point of emphasis after that game.
Your defenses look good. Tell me a little bit about your defense so far. I pitched a couple of shutouts and playing very well overall.
Yeah, you know, I think defense coordinator told us that we have something like 220 yards of rushing yards against us on 137 carries. So that works out to be less than 2 yards a carry. So those guys, you know, they've really established themselves as just tough kids that, you know, will do what it takes to make sure there's no points on the board.
Excellent. You know, both you and Beverly are teams without a country this year, this football season. So how has that affected the kids, if at all, playing without a home field in Danvers?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's certainly been nice to, you know, be able to walk out to the field. But at the same time, you know, the kids have, you know, it's just one of those things that they're able to kind of overcome any of the adversity that they've had to deal with. And to be honest with you, it hasn't really been an issue. You know, it's been a little bit annoying having to kind of travel, especially since we don't have a practice field either. We have to go down to the middle school. But the kids have certainly dealt with it and aren't making it too much of an issue.
Well, you know, just thinking about that, it really is another step in the direction of self-discipline, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I mean, the kids, you know, they know that we're not going to take any excuses, you know, being late or, you know, not having what they need to have or being prepared. No matter where we go, mm-hmm. You know, and having the practice at the middle school has certainly helped teach that lesson pretty quickly.
Okay, I know you either saw in person or I know you've seen the film of that finish last week, Marblehead against Beverly. What are your thoughts about that game?
Oh, what an amazing game. You know, it's a tribute to, you know, two great teams. You know, one play, you know, and I would say the difference was the throwing ability of Marblehead's quarterback. I mean, what a great player he is. He just really is cool under pressure and delivers the ball down the field in the right spot. But at the same time, you know, Beverly can certainly run the ball as good as anyone.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I think everybody's aware of that. But terrific passing, as you mentioned in the game there. What's the overall health of your team, Coach?
Yeah, I mean, we have a couple of dings here and there, you know, but for the most part, we're pretty healthy. You know, last week... our quarterback was a little dinged up, and he really just played some defense. But now Matty Andres, he's back to full speed, and he's ready to go.
All right. Without giving away any state secrets, what's the keys? The keys to the game for you guys to beat Beverly?
Oh, well, you know, any time you have two teams that are fairly equally matched, it's going to be, you know, who doesn't turn the ball over and who makes, you know, it's probably going to come down to one play. You know, who makes that one extra play that is needed to solidify the win.
How has ball security been for you guys?
It's been getting better. Beginning of the year, we had a little case of the fumbleitis, but we've certainly made it a point of emphasis, and, you know, we're trying to continue to work on not turning the ball over by fumbling or throwing interceptions.
You guys been getting a pretty good turnout over there at Fenwick?
Yeah, we certainly, you know, considering it's not a true home, we certainly get a good turnout. It's down the street. It's a pretty familiar spot for most Danvers people, because we've done a lot in that stadium over the summer, and I'm sure a lot of the youth programs might be going down there at times to play games. So it's been good.
Well, Sean, final thoughts, because this is a really huge game for the conference.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it certainly is. You know, I mean, I'd like to say it has league title implications, but it seems, you know, as long as Marblehead takes care of business, they're the front runner. But, you know, the way things are now with a playoff system, you know, league champions aren't quite as important anymore. And, you know, this will certainly give a huge advantage to who gets the higher seed between us and Beverly.
Well, Coach, best of luck, and thanks for taking the time to talk today. We'll see you guys on Friday night.
All right, great. Thanks,
Sean. All right, that is Sean Terrio, who is the Danvers High School football coach with MSONewsSports.com. I'm Rick Moore.